Hey, everybody. It's been a long time, but here we go with another half shot. Today, we wanted to be quick about it because this is a bit of a fad that might go away soon.
It's a can of worms, too.
But today, we're talking about the most infamous video in the last week on social media, and that is the Twisted Tea takedown. Dun, dun, dun. So if you haven't watched it yet, all you have to do is just type into your search engine, Twisted Tea fight, Twisted Tea guy.
I don't think you could call it a fight, really.
Smackdown.
Yeah, Smackdown.
Twisted Tea, whatever. In this video, you have got, it takes place in a convenience store. You've got one guy who's obviously intoxicated, who...
And not very intelligent,
and not very intelligent. And he is just spouting profanities and very specifically the N-word. And there is a black gentleman standing behind him who's getting really pissed off.
I'd say he was actually pretty tolerant for the most part.
Well, could see his stance.
He was
pissed. His stance is starting to puff, right?
But he did a really good job.
Yeah, he held back. And it was basically
kid fucking deserved it.
Yeah, and I mean, it was basically like, I'm going to try and let it go. I'm just going to try and get my stuff and get out of here. But that guy, he wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
And he kept egging it and shouting profanities, and eventually the guy wasn't going to take it anymore. You start yelling the N-word at the wrong person.
Racial slurs in general, man. Like,
yeah.
Calm the fuck on.
Not even the wrong person. You just don't, that's not.
The entire world fought a fucking war over this shit.
Like, yep.
Cool it.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
This is not news. Like this. Like,
and it took entirely too long for any sort of, I want to say like ownership to come back to the black community in terms of, look, I'm sorry, but there are just certain things that we don't get to say anymore, and we don't get to say them anymore because we did horrible, horrible things surrounding the uses of those words or those terms. And this, of all of the words out there, is at the top of the list.
It definitely is.
At least in this country, for sure.
Yep.
You know, we don't get to say them. And if the black community wants to have ownership and they want to use it in the way...
like that's their choice.
Fine. Cool.
That's their choice to do so. And you can take whatever stance you want on it that differs from that, but you're going to find yourself in a world of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And right? You deserve it, man. Like, you're just like carrying hatred around and spewing it. Like, you're bringing the human race down. Like,
right.
Oh God, I can't even make that argument because it's just so dangerous. But we don't need that anymore. Like, trim that fucking fat. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, do better.
Right. Yeah. Jim Jefferies said in one of his jokes that the train only moves as fast as the slowest car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you know, all you people in the caboose, you're holding us the fuck back. So, yeah, that is one of those things. It's like, it doesn't matter whether or not you think you have the freedom of speech. Your freedom of speech ends very quickly the moment you're in earshot of somebody else.
You have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom from consequence.
Exactly. So,
oh, I like that. That's
I really do like the video.
I think it's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
We've shown it to the kids, and...
we had a conversation about it with our 11-year-old.
It wasn't just a showing, right?
Nope.
Like, yeah, no, and
teaching opportunity,
right?
It
teaching
was.
Opportunity, and certainly, and actually, our 11-year-old is very much a pacifist. He does not think that violence is a proper solution to anything.
Oh, I do.
He
violence has literally solved every problem,
and hormones haven't kicked in
history.
Yet.
so he watched it, and he definitely was like, you know, while I don't think that's right. But, you know, that's exactly how it was going to go.
And it could have been worse. He could have killed that guy.
He could have killed that guy.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
So he had self-control in a scenario where it would have been understandable for him to lose that control, you know?
Yep. I wanted to mention that this is what Bill had brought up earlier, was if that guy was in the bar, the guy spouting the profanities,
I had to thrown his ass out.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be thrown out of a bar.
You better hope I'm not working in a bar that has security.
Oh.
Because then they're going to throw
you out. They're going to
throw you out. And I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, they're going to open the door with your face.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's not allowable. It's just not. It's not a course of action that anyone should choose to take. I don't care how drunk you are. if you're doing that when you're that drunk, that means that you're living that as part of your life.
That like is drunk true. Talk is sober thought, right? Yes. Like it's coming from somewhere.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking bigot. So, I got no tolerance for that shit, man. Like I just
right. No. And again, if we were to see that in a bar or in our everyday lives, we call it out.
Yeah.
Because it's wrong.
It's up to us to raise the fucking bar, you know? Like,
so the memes that have come out of this.
That's how I knew. You actually told me. I started seeing these Twisted Tea memes. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Well, actually, some of my friends, I actually sent some of the Twisted Tea memes last night. And some of my friends are like, all right, what did I miss? Like, what did you miss? And I immediately sent them the video. And one of my friends was like, well... What did you think was going to happen?
He had it coming. He had it coming.
100%. That little shitbird had it coming. And kudos to the other guy for not ending this fucker's life in a fit of rage.
That takes restraint and character. And I'll tell you what, he has a lot of character.
So
he's a good man.
Let me tell you something. This is a tidbit that I'd been wondering about and just looked up before we did this half shot. Twisted Tea is relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly its popularity like seemed to have come out of nowhere before this video comes out, right? The video only came out a week ago. Honestly, it is the smackdown ending to 2020 2020 that
funny.
I think, you know, the internet needed. But this product has been around for a while. They're owned by Boston Beer Company, who is Samuel Adams Beer. And at the beginning of the year, their stock price for Boston Beer Company was on January 6th was $371.57 per share.
Hoy.
In US dollars. Twisted Tea, over the course of this last year,
oh my goodness,
led all of their products that they own. And they have 90%, I think I read, of the market share. Twisted Tea owns over 90% of the market share in the hard tea category. And this is on investmentu.com.
I didn't even know there was a hard tea category.
Me either. I mean, basically, anytime there ends up being a malt beverage of some sort, it starts a new category.
Crazy.
Right? So, all right, $371.51 at the beginning of last year. And on Thursday, the end of the year.
Oh, jeez.
Their closing share price was $994.29. Almost
triple
of what it was at the beginning of
Holy
the year.
Crazy. Smokes.
And I can't imagine.
Should have invested in that. Dang it.
I mean,
I can't imagine that this video hurt them.
Advertising. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the video kind of surfaced on Wednesday, Thursday? It was really towards the very end of
It went real hard for New Year's. So, yeah. I mean, I don't
so
know exactly
sometime
where
last
it drops.
Week. Yeah. Well, at the very least, it became very popular, right?
Yeah.
In terms of everything. But, you know, then the market closed at 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve and it opens tomorrow. You know,
We got to check that and see how much the stock raised.
The closing price. I went to a more specific graph. It was actually $994.29. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens on Monday.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that over the last few days, their sales just soared.
Somebody needs to give that guy a job.
Not plummeted. What's that, Bill?
Yeah, they should employ him to be like the spokesperson for Twisted Tea.
Right. Twisted Tea, it's a knockdown. Right?
I watching the video, I completely agree with the black gentleman in what he did.
Some harsh fucking language, man, for sure. Just fair warning.
Yeah. I do not condone the violence. I don't.
Sometimes
Again, in this case, like you said, and like we told our 11-year-old, the guy had it coming.
He really
did. And he really should be counting his blessings that there was not any type of weapon other than a tea involved.
Well, right. I mean, a ninja is a master of himself in his environment. Like anything can be a weapon if you try hard enough.
Even Twinkies. yeah. shove them down your throat yeah. and suffocate you. Yeah. But I mean, and people are crazy these days. I always think of stuff like that. I think of when I get road rage and I think in my head, oh, I would love to go up to that car and give them what for next to their window. But you don't know if they have a gun in their car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You yeah. don't know what they have in their car.
They could have a twisted tee.
They could have a twisted tee. And I don't want to be hit in the face with a twisted tee, no matter how ticked off I am with road rage.
I'm carrying a tall boy in my back pocket everywhere I go now.
I know, right? I'm going to get a gun
holster. You want to start shit?
I got a twisted tee.
I think so you know where this is going.
I commend this gentleman who had the restraint to stop.
Sure.
He definitely...
There was a point I was like, he's going to beat this guy to death.
I thought so too.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, the guy's down on the ground.
Yep.
The black gentleman backs off and then goes back and puts him in a headlock, at which point it's like, oh. But he was putting me in a headlock and he was basically getting him up and then out, right? It was like, now get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He really was very kind about his actions towards this horrible person.
And look, I mean, no joke, not just the guy had it coming, but he leaned in and was like...
Yeah, he'll give you a free shot.
Yeah, I was like, I'll give you a free shot.
Idiot. Well,
okay, you said it.
I hope that happened in 2020 because I don't want to bring this kind of negative bullshit.
No, I think it did.
No, I'm sure. Like, there's no way that was out there for longer.
I feel like that really does cement the mood of 2020. We're done taking this shit, you know, and I don't blame you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for this half shot.
Way to just come out swinging, right?
Seriously.
Some heavy content there.
Yeah, this is like our first half shot of the second season. Like, so how do we tackle this one? All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep sharing our episodes. Keep sharing the half shots. Thank you so much. And we will send you
Twisted Tee memes.
Oh, yeah. Twisted Tee memes. And we'll see you in the next full episode and in the next half shot.
Bye-bye.
Deuces.